Hello, people of the world. Probably not, just people of the United States.
Three people.
The three people who are listening to us. We get more hits than that.
Tyson, give us some credit here.
I'm just saying,
we're Gamers Coop.
We get more hits than that. We are the Gamers Coop people. I'm Cammy.
David.
Tyson.
Tyson's so excited to be here.
Yes, I am.
We are going to talk about Cataclysm. Tyson's sad because he misses Zoe. She's asleep. We're going to talk about Cataclysm. The greatness and sadness of Cataclysm.
Sadness? Wow. I wasn't too sad with it.
I was really, really, really excited about Cataclysm. And then it came out, and then I got into Bashir, and then I was like, oh, this area is kind of cool. Got to see horses. This is fun. And then it kept going and going and going and going.
It's like the Energizer Bunny.
And it never ended. And then I was like, this sucks. I hate this area.
I liked it, but that's because I like the ocean and water stuff. But I do.
And because you're a druid?
Yeah, well.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Either way, the seahorse goes just as fast.
Down there to breathe underwater anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm mad that you can only use the seahorse in Bashir. That's it. Anywhere else? No,
that
you
was
don't.
Pretty dumb.
You don't get to use your seahorse.
At least I can use my turtle anywhere though.
Shut up, Tyson.
Feels real good.
At least I have the headless horseman mount.
I can still swim faster than you, Tyson.
Fine.
Got my glyph.
I think I could probably do faster than you on my turtle mount. I don't know. We'd have to check.
No,
that.
I got the glyph that lets me swim fast as a manatee. I'm not going to call that thing a sea lion. It looks like a manatee with fangs.
The sea cow?
Sea cow. It's supposed to be a sea lion, but it looks like a manatee.
So the other starting area, Mount Hyjal.
That area was fun.
It was alright. It was pretty.
I didn't really
like
that.
It was alright.
I had fun in that zone. It was going back. You got to see all the dudes from Mountain Core again. It was good times.
Yeah. I liked Uldum. Uldum was good. I had fun there.
I had some fun in it. I just hated how it was just too cinematic it was.
Yeah.
Seems like after every other quest, they wanted to pop you into a cinematic, and you're like, okay.
And the cinematics took forever, and
you can't skip.
And you can't skip them.
Some of them you can, but sometimes it makes fun of you because you'll hit escape. It'll be like, you want to skip the cinematic? They'll be like, yes, nothing will happen.
I usually just walked away because they took forever, so I just walk away. I came back, you know, got a drink, came back.
Like that. Sub one in Bashir, that one took forever.
What I liked in Bashir is that you got to be one of the Naga. I was asking myself, I'm like, well maybe they should make the Naga a playable character. And then they did.
I hated that.
That was fun.
How you had to go talk to those three dudes and then you had to do chain quests and it was
just long.
It took forever.
If they just shortened it would have been more fun.
How come you go up, like, one level in one area and then, like, three in Bashir? It took forever.
Bashir is segmented into three areas.
But
kind
it
of.
Took
well, the
forever.
Thing is, it's how the experience is. Like, there, you don't really need that much experience to go from 80 to 81, then 81 to 82.
Mm-hmm.
Then from 82 to 83, there's a huge jump in experience.
Yeah, and 84 to 85.
It should have been just one area.
Yeah, I think they really killed the zone with how big they made Bashir. Some parts feel like David said, the Naga quest line was awesome.
I didn't like it.
Getting the seahorse mount I thought was really nice.
I never used it, but I still got it.
And there was some, you know, weird stuff they did, like when he went inside that sea creature and junk, but
I hated that. That was the most frustrating part.
I liked that. Going to the station?
I think
fun.
It, like, Cam hated it because I think it bugged out and didn't have the guys spawn where they should have.
Stupid
really?
Bugs.
Yeah.
It did that too.
I got mad.
It did that in beta all the time.
I couldn't find him. I was like, Tyson's like, he's inside. Just right inside. I'm like, no, he's not.
You would walk inside and then they would spawn.
And so I'm sitting there waiting by the brain, trying to figure it out. Where's everybody?
Did
who
you
knows?
Have to go
the
back
best
to
part
the
is like it was bugged out. I know it was bugged out because everyone was like, where's the guy? Where's the guy?
Yeah.
And even though you went back to the cave or something? Or?
Yeah, so I just quit and came back another day and did it.
Huh.
It was stupid.
Yeah, that would be frustrating, I guess.
What's that Twilight area? Twilight Highlands. That
you
area
still need to
was
do the Crucible
okay.
With us too.
Yeah.
Get your epic weapon.
Crucible of Carnage. Yeah.
Good weapon.
You get a nice dungeon, like level 85 dungeon quality weapon.
And it only takes
like. It's
like half 15 an hour.
Minutes. Not even that.
Yeah.
It took us a little longer because there was like other groups there with us.
Yeah.
So we would kill the boss.
But I think there's always going to be other groups waiting.
Sometimes. Like, sometimes there's just nobody there.
So other things about the expansion was I hated they took all the portals out of Dalaran.
They did that in Shadowrath.
Or Dalaran, however you say that name.
Dalaran's fine. I know what you mean.
Hated that they took all the portals out, so now you have to go to Stormwind.
I think
that's
said
the
they
hub.
Wanted to do that, so people just didn't sit in Dalaran all the time. They wanted people out in the.
I do like how they redid Stormwind, though. I like how the trade district is now, or the Dwarven district is way awesome.
Yeah, there's two different main trade districts.
Yep.
I also love that they made portals to go to all the new areas.
Yep.
Yeah, on that little island.
Oh, that's great.
And I love how the fountains have water in them now. Like how they used to just be the stone fountains with nothing in it.
and I love how Stormwind Keep just like turned into this whole new castle.
Yeah.
And you're like, what happened?
Yep.
Cataclysm comes and it's like.
It was like, woo! Castle.
Oh, didn't know we had this here.
I love, one of my favorite features is the billboard things, the hero boards.
The
hero boards.
Yeah,
it's
because
there were so many times when I would finish an area and I'm like, where do I go now?
Mm-hmm.
Do I go
over
here?
And it automatically knows
which
what
area?
Level you are and it's like, here, you can go here if you want. Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Was a nice addition.
What else? Everything looks nice.
Yeah.
I think they did a great job with
there's
most
one thing
everything.
I wish they used more is the auto quest thing. Where you're out doing your quest and it'll pop up and say
you're
complete and then it just you hit accept.
You stay out in the field instead of having to go back to something.
Yeah, that's cool.
That they didn't use that more. I wish they would have used that for like every quest. Would have made the game so much nicer.
I like how it shows a skull on your map for the boss you're supposed to kill too.
Yeah, for guys you need to kill, yeah.
Yeah, because I spent forever searching for some guys, especially in like Stranglethorn Vale.
But now that it has that skull on the mini-map, you're just like, yep,
yeah,
there they are. And then they give you a portrait of them.
Yeah.
You're like, this is how they look.
That's pretty nice.
Yep.
The questing's good.
Yeah, questing experience is much better. Overall, it's much better.
The
zones are a lot smoother.
I like going into, what was it, the new destroyed area there in Kalimdor.
Mm-hmm.
Darkshore?
Yeah, Darkshore. I loved the questing there.
I hate how it's broken up so much, though. I hate how you have to, like, jump, like, there's ravines everywhere.
All the chasms and general.
Yeah.
Once you get used to it, it's not bad though.
Yeah, but I agree with Cammy. So
well, if you can't fly, if you're just.
But it's realistic.
It's dumb.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
realistic
these.
And what's fun is two completely different things.
I miss Aberdeen.
It's just one big chasm you can't.
I miss
jump
the old
across.
Dark
you
Shore.
Have to swim across.
Well, no, Cammy's talking about all the ones that show up, like the cracks that show up when you're in there as you're following the path to do a quest.
And then you just. You have to, like, go down in the pit and then find your way out of it. And
you have to walk down the ramp, cross, like, the little lake it made.
I didn't
walk
find
up
it
there,
any
so.
Harder than most areas, though.
It's just, the problem is they shouldn't have done that to begin with.
Mm.
I liked the quest there where you had to go up to the top and then the guy said you had to do a bunch of elemental quests. That was a fun one. And then you get your little pet Withers there. That was fun.
Oh yeah, you get your pet that grows and shrinks with water.
It was way fun.
Where he's taller than me and then short.
You're taller than your gnome.
And I love having pets taller than me. Or the same size as me.
Yeah.
Like the turkey.
Same size as a turkey. How would that be?
I think they did overkill on flight points.
Yeah, it's funny. Once
they added flight
they
points,
more?
And so like in.
Have you seen like I went and did like all the Eastern Kingdom quests with my paladin.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you open up the flight point map when you go to like a taxi service, and it's just like one big flight point.
Yeah, it's
so
harder to pick where you want to go.
It doesn't
crazy.
Make sense in Darnassus, where there's a flight point right outside the tree with the glowing tree that you
but
just walk
one, like,
through,
right
and then there's one right inside
that's
of
a
it.
Pointless one.
And I was like. Why would you fly between those points when you could just walk through the tree?
It's good to go from Teldrassil area to, you know, Darnassus, but
and then there's like
it.
There's a fly point in Stormwinds,
well, no,
and then
yeah,
one in Goldshire.
Yeah, talking by the portal, though.
Yeah, the portal.
Yeah, the portal does one before and one after.
Yeah, I know. Because if you wanted to go to Darnassus from Teldrassil, then you wouldn't go to the other one. I guess
well,
you
no.
could, but
you can go to both.
She's saying there's really no reason though.
There's
to
no
have,
point.
But the flight
there.
Distance is different, I guess, from.
Yeah, it's like 2 feet. You walk in the tree, you walk out of the tree. And then there's a flight point in Goldshire and one in Stormwind.
The one in Goldshire is nice, though.
It's like, just walk outside.
Well, no.
Well, no, but it's still quite a little journey there when you're on foot.
It's there
I guess.
Because it's a quest hub.
I guess.
And that's nice when you're leveling up.
Yeah.
That's for like level
when,
5.
Yeah, when you're like level 5, 10, 15, you don't have
but
your mount
yet. But something
that's
like 2 feet away from each other, that's when you that's when it's dumb.
Yeah. I like how they broke up some of the areas like Stranglevale, Stranglethornvale, or whatever, how you say that name.
I still haven't been down there.
They broke that up into like an upper and lower.
There's like northern Stranglethornvale and southern, but they call it different. Like northern, I think, is north, and then I think southern is like Cape of Stranglethornvale.
So they're different,
like
they're different levels. And then the barons, they broke the barons up into like eastern and western.
North and south barons. North, I think, is the one that the Horde have originally, with, like, their crossroad hub and all that.
Not that the Barrens are anything to be happy about.
Barrens was a junky zone anyway. Way too long.
What else, folks?
I don't know. Is that pretty much all we like about it?
Yeah.
I'm getting into the dislikes. I have a couple of the dislikes. Have any of you actually
done...
Yeah, that's one. The removal of Zul'Gurub, I love that raid instance, and they got rid of it. And they got rid of, like, the dungeon, the older dungeon stuff, sets, like the 1 and 2 sets. You guys really don't care about it, but for me, I enjoyed going and getting them.
I got sick of running Zul'Gurub a few times, man. It was, like, every day. Guess
like,
what we're running?
Well, every time it reset, Cammy was signing, be like, Cammy, guess what you're doing?
And I'll be like, running Zul'Gurub. Here we go.
Well, I had fun, and it sucks if they got rid of it, but...
not very many people care about collecting junk. It's no
it wasn't, good anymore. It wasn't just really collecting junk. I went to it because I enjoyed doing it.
So you like the experience.
Yeah. That's what upset me about it. See, the thing is I really... Gear is like a secondary thing for me.
I hate gear. Why is gear so complicated? Agility, strength, stamina, intellect, spirit.
You just get the gear for your...
Haste reading, hit mastery, dodge, parry. What the crap?
You just gotta understand what stats are used for what roles.
I've got like strength. I got like strength and stamina on my guy, and then Tyson's like, "Why do you have tanking gear on?"
Yeah, because it's got strength and stamina, which you use for DPS, but your secondary stats are tank stats.
I gotta look at the whole thing. I've gotta be like, Tyson, can I take this?
All you need to think about is, okay, parry and dodge are obviously for defensive purposes.
But then there's like hit mastery. Whatever,
yeah,
critical
so hit,
rating.
Hit those are for DPSers.
Yeah, tanks use hit at times.
Every time we go raiding, I'm always like, can I take that? Is that for me or not?
Mm-hmm.
All you really need to look for is stuff with strength, stamina as the main stat, and look at the secondary stat. It's
I always
like
look
hit,
at like the
ace,
I always look at the number. I'm like, well, that's higher than the number I have, so it should be good, right? No.
Yeah, you can do the compare thing with the shift. And then you see if the greens are all higher, if they're
the thing of it
higher,
is sometimes even if the stats are higher, if the secondary stats are what you need, you lose out a lot.
Yeah. See, I think I'm getting good stuff, and Tyson's like, why are you wearing a tanking belt?
Yeah. It's just because the secondary stats you gain for a tank are worthless as DPS.
My HP goes up.
Yeah, but the thing of it is you're gaining like maybe HP and a little bit more strength, so you'll do a little bit more damage, but the secondary stats, you're losing out on like hit, you're losing out on crit, and those are going to be way better for you than like dodge and parry would be.
I have like some caster equipment on, but I'm a healer, so it's like it's not as big of a deal because I'm still getting that huge intellect.
And then I get on, and then I start a hunter, and everyone gets mad at me for trying to take stamina stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to get with a hunter. I thought stamina was good.
As long as you're not taking strength.
And everybody's like, no, you want agility.
Yeah, you want agility and stamina for a hunter. Because agility is your attack set.
If you ever create a character, it'll tell you what their main one is.
At least I know I'm supposed to get spirit and intellect from our priest. Mm-hmm. At least I got that down. I can only wear cloth anyway, so it really narrows it down for me.
Yeah.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, there's usually, for cloth, you got intellect, and then intellect with spirit, pretty much.
Yep, it's either DPS or healing, that's it. If it's got spirit, it's a healer. You take it.
That's right. It's easier for me. My Death Knight. I'm like, it's not plate. It's not plate. That mail looks good, but it's not good enough. Dodge, parry, hit, crit.
Who uses mail besides the
their shaman and hunters?
Shaman, okay.
Hunters can get mail? I thought they could only 40. Get leather.
Level 40 they
level
get the
40
mail.
You get mail.
Just like how you guys get played at level 40. Of course, you started your Death Knight at 54 and they can already wear plate, right?
Yeah, but I learned that on my warrior because my warrior couldn't wear plate for a while and then I go to learn it. Mm-hmm. Anything else we like about Cataclysm?
I've been really enjoying it still.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I have complaints, but I'm enjoying it.
What I really hate, one thing that I don't like is you have to gear up and find the locations to do normal dungeons.
Yeah, they're fixing that.
That
in
is
the next,
stupid.
In
the thing is Cammy, you have to gear up like that in every expansion, though. You and David came in like late in Wrath of the Lich King, so we could pimp you guys out with a lot
of
stuff.
Tyson made all your gear for when you actually hit 80. You were just okay. I'm in.
I know, but like,
yeah.
I can understand gearing up to do heroics, but just like normal dungeons, I just go in?
You have to do like.
Plus, find the location of the instances.
You won't have to do that anymore in about a couple weeks.
The
406
patch is getting rid of that.
Thank heaven.
The 406 patch is fixing so much that people have been complaining about.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome.
But the thing is, we have to keep running like a bunch of those little AV5 dungeons over and over again to get, like, I know you, David, and Cliff, some better gear.
My trinkets suck.
I just have a few items still.
You got like one, well, you got two decent trinkets. One of them's agility, so it's...
Sucks.
Whatever, yeah.
I can't have agility.
Well, you mainly want item level, like, up high. Like.
Oh.
The thing of it is agility just increases your crit, but not by much, so you...
Not as much as getting it straight.
Yeah. The one boss where you got that agility trinket also drops a strength trinket, so that'll help you. We can run that. But one thing I hate about Cataclysm, archaeology. Worst profession ever.
I don't think my archaeology has got up 1 point.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
I picked it up. I learned it. But I don't think I've done one thing.
You can't even learn it until level 20 anyway.
It's a terrible profession anyway.
Well, I need it so I can get that dragon.
What do you even do?
Well, the whole thing about...
How do you even make it go up?
Lore. Well, okay, what happens is...
There's red areas.
Yeah, what happens is there's dig sites throughout the world, but there's only 4 dig sites active at one time for you. And these can be throughout the world. So say you're in Eastern Kingdoms.
Are you
Kingdoms.
Sure?
Yep.
I've never seen a dig site.
4 dig sites active at one time on each continent.
Oh, on each continent. Okay.
Yep. So in Eastern Kingdoms, you'll have 4 dig sites. The thing of it is these can be scattered around in any zone. So you'll have one in Stranglethorn Vale. You'll have one in Blasted Lands. You'll have one up in Arithi Highlands, and another one in Eastern Plaguelands. So you have to go all over, basically like 30 minutes of traveling to get all those.
It's a good thing they have Peggle.
And then once you get to a zone that has a dig site, you have to go to the dig site back to the little dig site area.
Put
you
your
plop
little
down
survey
your tool.
Equipment down.
Yeah, you plop down your tool. It tells you what direction to go. You walk a little bit, plop it down again. It tells you where to go. You plop it down again. It tells you where to go. And then eventually you plop it down and it unearths like a little item. You pick that up and you get these sort of artifacts. And once you get enough artifacts, you can combine it into an item that generally sells for like 5 silver.
5 silver?
Yeah. And
I can just go get a copper mine and sell it for 5 silver.
How do you get that recipe eventually?
You have to get lucky.
So when you combine those parts, it pops out the recipe?
Yeah, if you're lucky enough.
I can go to a beginner area, dig up some copper, and sell it for 5 silver.
I've been reading the forums, and there's some people that have done thousands of items that they've made and haven't even got the recipe yet, so...
Wow.
Sounds like a grind.
Yep.
So...
It's terrible.
But you know what Blizzard said about it? Like, this is a great thing for people to do when they're bored.
Yep. Pretty much. There's a forum post that says that. It's like, yeah, it's a little... It's fine, so yeah, it's a little... You know, disappointing, but whatever.
If I'm gonna grind stuff, I'm gonna go collect pets.
There's a pet you can get in archaeology, if you're lucky.
What pet is it?
Skeleton raptor.
Oh, that'd be cool.
A baby raptor that's a skeleton.
I still haven't fished that stupid rat out of Dalaran.
Stupid rat in Dalaran, man.
I got that just doing the fishing daily. I was just like, came up, I was like, sweet.
I want that rat. Is it a big rat or is it a small rat?
It's just a little normal sized
rat.
Is it bigger?
Yeah.
I thought it was just normal
it's
little
like an
rat.
R-O-U-S from Princess Bride. Rats of unusual size.
I think it's a little bigger. I'll have to check.
I don't think it's that big. I want the lobster too.
Where do you get the lobster?
It's a fishing it's like a daily fishing. You get a lobster.
Hmm.
And
Mr.
a crocodile.
Crunchy.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Cataclysm. Good, bad.
I think.
Whatever.
I think it's
wow.
For the most part, it's good. There's a lot of changes I don't like. Like, I know I mentioned Zobarub and all that, but.
Yeah.
I just think it's dumb to remove content like that.
I think we should have been able to go to level 90.
You know, they were going to do that, but they didn't want to. But everyone kept complaining about how long it took for 10 levels.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like I got gypped.
No time at all. Especially since, like, if you notice, most areas are geared up to, like, be just two parts. And
yeah.
So you can just stay in one area and get to level 10, like, or get 10 levels
yeah.
up pretty quick.
The thing of it is, they've made it so easy to level up now. You've got, like, the heirloom items to level up that give you, like...
So how does that work now, since you get the guild rep, too? Or
yeah,
the guild helper?
There's more stuff you can get, like... There's the heirlooms from Northrend to get that. That'll help you level up to 80 faster. Then there's the guild ones you can buy from the guild once you get up to a certain guild level that will let you...
So they're still just in Northrend?
No, well, there's the ones in Northrend, but there's also guild ones you can get that you can
right.
buy that let you go up to 85.
Hmm.
But then there's also the fact that you can get a 5 or 10% experience buff from being in the guild. Because right now we got the 5%.
Does it cap off at the 10%?
For the guild, yeah, but you can go higher than that with heirlooms.
Yeah. Okay.
So eventually you'll probably be, I think if you get like all the heirlooms and everything, you'll probably be like 30 or 40% experience buff.
I'm falling asleep. I think we gotta stop.
Cammy's like,
I need to get those heirlooms.
I don't know. Just, yeah. That's one thing that's kind of weird about Cataclysm is they've really made it dependent on guilds now. You have to be in a guild to really...
That's okay. No, most people are.
This
yeah.
has been Gamers Coop group.
Kimmy's like guild, whatever. Done.
Signing off.
Good night.
Good night, friends.